Hey, I'm Anderson Cooper. Thanks for watching the podcast. All the latest live from Baghdad. Let's get started. It is 3 o'clock in the morning, Tuesday morning here in Baghdad. Curfew is underway here. Curfew started at midnight. The city is largely quiet at this hour. The streets empty except for checkpoints, which are still up throughout the city, manned by Iraqi government forces as well as militias, volunteers who have signed on to try to fight ISIS. The group ISIS still some 45-minute drive outside of the city of Baghdad. Defenses here have been strengthened. We are also just getting word that hundreds of U.S. troops, U.S. forces, are going to be deployed to this city, to Iraq. President Obama has notified Congress that up to 275 U.S. Armed Forces personnel will be sent here to provide support and security for the U.S. Embassy here in Baghdad and for Americans who are in Iraq in the event of an evacuation. The president says that force will be equipped for combat and will stay in place until the security situation improves. It has been a day of dramatic developments to tell you about this evening. The United States is also considering everything from unarmed surveillance flights to airstrikes to help hold this country together and stop the violent offensive being carried out by militants from the Islamic State in Iraq and Syria. A lot to talk about. Joining me now live are Chief National Security Correspondent Jim Sciutto and Senior White House Correspondent Jim Acosta. Jim Sciutto, let me start with you. What do we know about the U.S. forces that are going to be deployed here?
Well, this is what we know, that over the weekend, teams totaling in number about 170 began arriving in Baghdad. Their role, as you mentioned, to provide security for the U.S. Embassy there, one of the largest in the world. Another 100 still outside of Baghdad, but ready to go in if needed. Their specialty is in airfield security. Why is that important? If a full evacuation was ordered, you need that airfield secure to be able to fly those people out. But remember, these are not combat troops. They're not there to fight the battles against ISIS. They're there to provide security for the many thousands of Americans who are in Baghdad.
And Jim Acosta, I understand that President Obama is meeting with his national security team at the White House tonight.
That's right, Anderson. It's possible that that meeting has just wrapped up. In just the last several minutes, we have seen Secretary of State John Kerry, Secretary of Defense Chuck Hagel, the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs Martin Dempsey, and the Attorney General Eric Holder all leaving the West Wing within the last several minutes. From what I understand from talking to a White House official, the president is now down to what they're calling a fundamental set of options. Airstrikes are still on the table, but no combat troops on the ground, Anderson.
Do we know what those airstrikes would consist of? Are you talking about manned aircraft or drones, or do we not know?
At this point, they're still debating whether to go with warplanes or drone strikes if they do decide to do a strike at all, Anderson. One thing we should also point out, another option that they're looking at, they're also looking at expanding the existing security training that is underway in Iraq right now by U.S. military forces for Iraqi security forces. That apparently may get ramped up. That's one of the options on the table.
That would obviously be more of a long-term fix or attempt at a fix. Jim Sciutto, what are you hearing in terms of possible U.S. options?
Well, one option we know of is the idea of bolstering the advisory force that is already in Iraq. You have about 200 people in the U.S. Embassy compound there who advise and train the Iraqi military. An idea on the table would be to send more advisors in there, not to be in the field, say, with Iraqi combat units fighting these ISIS militants, but to be at home base, in effect, in the embassy and helping the Iraqis coordinate their military response. That is one of many options on the table, and it's the kind of decision the president has to make tonight.
Jim, also, Jim Sciutto, what are you hearing about? There's been a lot of talk today about the U.S. possibly working or consulting with Iran. What do you know about that?
This is what we learned. In fact, Marie Harf, the deputy spokesperson for the State Department, confirmed this on our air a short time ago, that at talks taking place right now in Vienna, these are talks between the U.S. and Iran and our European partners over Iran's nuclear program, but that at those talks on the sidelines, U.S. officials met with Iranian officials to discuss the situation in Iraq. They said they were very brief. They did not discuss any military coordination. So, you know, the idea of airstrikes to help defend Iranian forces on the ground there, not that. But the shared goal that neither Iran or the U.S. wants Iraq to descend into civil war. And we're also told that the U.S. made it clear that they don't want Iran taking sides in this sectarian conflict. Of course, the government of al-Maliki, Shiite, Iran, Shiite, those forces on the ground helping Shiite militias. What the U.S. does not want is Iran to get involved, but worsen that ethnic divide. They want something that's more broader based and helps keep the country together.